Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a football Friday as we get set for Monday Night Football. The Eagles and the Packers Week 10 began last night with the ugliest football game I've seen in a long time. Told you so. Douglas arrives here in the studio, even though he didn't win the bet. Lots to get to today.
I felt good about it. I feel like I won.
Moneyline loser over here. All right. We got a try day for a prize today. We'll hear from A.J. Brown. We'll get to some stuff on Kyle Schwarber as MLB free agency starts. And yesterday, quite the battle on WIP between Spike Eskin and Mike Mayock. Lot to get to. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, I heard one of the funny things this morning, and I just wanted to share with y'all. Put the fries in the bag, Joe. I don't know why, but to me, that was the most, and the way Kyle said it was hilarious. Put the fries in the bag. That was hilarious.
We got giggles, Douglas, over here.
I don't know why, but that was funny to me.
Well, we'll get to why that came up later.
We might hear that again later in the show. All right, so that was an angry voice, put the fries in the bag. And Hugh, I think there's some people annoyed, frustrated by something. I'm curious what people come
about
down.
What? Well, I should say, about what today?
Well, and probably what I'm about to say. But mostly it's about something that could be viewed as disrespect. So, you know, the NFL Week 10 started last night, right? Eagles are in Green Bay on Monday night. And the Eagles, I think, generally are viewed here as a better team than the Green Bay Packers, right?
Yes.
They beat them in the playoffs last year.
Beat them
a few times. They have more wins right now. They have better Super Bowl odds right now. Yet, Hugh, as we look forward to the game on Monday, the Eagles are underdogs in the game. I mean, and it has been there the entire week. And we can't even now say, oh, maybe AJ won't play. Maybe Saquon won't. They both practiced yesterday. So That is understood, that those guys are likely to be back and ready to go for the football game. The Eagles are 2.5-point underdogs Monday night in Green Bay. And, Hugh, I know you don't think the Packers are that great.
I don't.
It sounds like when I hear you talk about the Packers that you would view this line maybe as a little bit of, I don't know, a little disrespect to the Eagles?
I'm going to tell you, okay. Joe, when we talked about this game when we were in the bye, I was confident that the Eagles are going to be favored in this game.
You were.
And I understand that, you know, going to another place's home is like, what, 2.5 or something like that? You get like 2.5 a home field or whatever.
Yeah, it used to be 3. Now it's probably more like 2, but somewhere in that range.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, but I still think the Eagles will be favored in this game. They weren't. That was surprising to me, especially when you're given the history of these two teams and they've played each other recently.
There we go.
Put the fries in the bag, Hugh. They played each other recently.
Yep.
So it was surprising to me. It was surprising to me that was the case. So I guess if that's the word we're using, disrespect, it fits.
Yeah, so look, I understand why some people would view it that way, and Hugh Douglas is not a Packer guy. I mean, clearly he's a Lion guy, not a Packer guy on this show. I got to tell you.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I know. You're scared of the Lions next week, and we all know that already. I do not feel the Eagles are being disrespected here. I actually think that we're going a little bit overboard. Not that I think the Packers are the best team in the league or great, but we're going a little overboard with like, oh, my God, the Packers lost to the Panthers. Ha, the Eagles are way, way, way better.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah, right, any given Sunday. And we're just coming off of a 2-3 weeks ago, we lost to the Giants. I mean, that's the NFL, right? Good teams will drop a game here or there. When I look at this game on Monday, it feels to me like a toss-up game. The Eagles, you could trust them more, and they very, very likely
feel
to win
like
the game.
Feel like they're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, of course they are. But can we not pretend? I think the bye has kind of weirdly made us change our opinion on the Eagles. Has this been a consistently excellent team this year? The Eagles. Have they been a consistently excellent team? No. I mean, they haven't. When was the last time the Eagles beat a good team? Because by my count, it's September when they beat the Bucs. The last three games, the last three wins they have, or two wins, excuse me, are against the Giants and the Vikings with Carson Wentz. It's not like we have played our best football. Now, there's certain things trending in the right direction. The passing game, certainly, and the bye helps us get a little healthier. But I don't know. I mean, the Eagles haven't played great football for most of this season. The Packers, when you look statistically, are better at almost everything. Let me just reel off some of these. Yards per play on offense.
You coming with numbers,
though? I got some numbers for you on a Friday. Well, I'm trying to understand why the number is the number. Because you told me the Packers stink. You told me the Eagles should be favored. But let's just look at the numbers, right? Yards per play. Packers are fifth in the NFL in offense. Eagles are 16th. Third down percentage this season. The Packers are second in the NFL. The Eagles are 28th. First downs per game. The Packers are second. The Eagles are 26th. Let's go to the defensive side. Yards per game allowed. Packers are fifth. Eagles are 23rd. Third down defense. The Packers are sixth. The Eagles are 26th. Points allowed. They're eighth. We're 19th. Guys, I don't think this is disrespect. I think the line is what it is. The Packers have been more impressive statistically the entire season, and they both have two losses, and the Packers are at home.
You know what the thing is, Joe, and I think this is how most people feel. It's the stats say one thing, and you're right. When you think about it like that, that sounds pretty impressive. But I feel like the NFL is a soap opera every year it comes around.
Sure.
And the Packers have been exactly that. You talk about, I forgot the offensive lineman's name who at the beginning of the season when they get ready to play the Browns, man, we can go undefeated.
That was a dumb thing to say.
They put the frogs in the and they go out and they get beat by the Browns. Michael Parsons comes back and says, this ain't a trap game.
Yeah.
And then they get beat by the Carolina Panthers. The stats sometimes can be deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about consistency, even though the stats look one way, the times that I've seen the Green Bay Packers play, I could say they look just as inconsistent as the Eagles, even though their record is better. Because I think right now they're the number one seed if we were starting
to play. No, it's the Eagles.
No, it flipped because they lost. I'm sorry.
Because they lost. They're 5-2-1. We're 6-2. Technically, 6-2 is a higher winning percentage.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what it is. And they're susceptible to the run. I think that was one of the things that happened last week. They were susceptible to the run. We had Jason Avant on, which we're going to have every Wednesday now. Shout out to him. He was talking about that crack toss.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave me PTSD because
I remember
that.
You said I saw it in your eyes.
Yeah, I remember that. There are some opportunities there for us in that aspect of the game. I just feel like the Eagles are trending in the right direction. Everything you say about the Eagles is true. We've had our best game against a Kameda Tan.
Yes.
No question
yes.
about that. But on the flip side of that, that Kameda Tan beat our ass a few weeks ago.
You're right. And look, the Eagles are trending in a better direction. I think the bye is actually making us feel better than the reality. The Eagles are a good team, and they're going to be in the mix, and they won the division already. We went over that earlier in the week. We raised the banner. But the idea that this has been a perfect season, like, no,
it hasn't.
Until 2 weeks ago, we didn't feel right about this team. And the Eagles haven't won a game against a good football team since September. Now, they won three against good football teams, the Chiefs and the Rams and the Bucks. Those are good wins in September. But like the last time I saw the Eagles win against a good team, it was September. It is November now. That month of October, and when we look back at the end of the season, what is that? We lost the Broncos, who are good but very flawed. That game last night was a joke. They lost the Giants once. They beat the Giants once. That's a bad team. And we beat the Vikings with Carson Wentz, and even that was kind of close. 215-592-9494. Look, the Eagles they have a great chance to win this game Monday, but the idea they're being disrespected here, or this is a crazy line, I don't see that. I think it is what it is. The Packers are small favorites in the game. I think they probably should be. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling here as the Eagles are 2.5-point dogs Monday night?
Yeah, we're talking about putting fries in the bag. Jordan Love should be putting fries in the bag. I mean, Jordan Love is the most overrated quarterback, I think, on planet Earth. Did you see that interception he threw against the Panthers last week?
He had a couple of those.
I thought my screen froze because I didn't see any Packers. And I was it must have froze.
It might have been the worst interception I've ever seen. Yeah. I want to talk about the last time the Eagles beat a good football team. The Packers probably haven't beat a good football team since week one. The Lions. They beat the Commanders,
yep.
who, you know, might have been okay, but they're definitely not a good football team right now. Lost to the Browns. You have a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys, dude. Mm-hmm. They beat the Bengals, not a good football team, beat the Cardinals, who just benched their quarterback, and they beat the Steelers, who have one more win than the Vikings do.
Steelers a decent win.
Oh, they have one more win than the Minnesota Vikings do.
Yep.
I mean, now, I understand the Eagles had that blemish when they lost to the Broncos. They blew that lead, and then they lost to the Giants, but the Eagles are currently playing, I think, better football. Like, the Eagles are trending upwards. The Packers just lost to the Carolina Panthers at home. You can't lose to the Carolina Panthers at home. I mean, that's pathetic. Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I've never thought. I think the Packers right now are riding off of the hype that they got after the Micah Parsons trade and going into the season. They're not a very good football team. They're not a good football team. I mean, their head coach is soft. Their quarterback is a fraud, and their defense is fraudulent as hell, too. And they're exuding loser energy. We're going to go in there and take them down.
All right, I agree that they've got some loser vibes to them. They had it last year, too. LaFleur's soft. I'm with you. Why are they so much better than us in all these categories? Like, if we're that much better, how are they better in yards per play allowed, third down percentage, first down? Like, these are real things that win football games. Third downs, first downs, you play yards allowed. Like, it's not close either. They're top 10 in all those stats I gave you. That's six categories. We are middle of the pack or towards the bottom. So I don't think it's disrespectful. Now, the Eagles go out there Monday and kick their ass and make this look ridiculous. I'm just saying, going into the game, I'm not like, what? We're underdogs?
We've been playing much better competition.
Not in the last month.
Well, but I mean, just in general over the season, if we're talking about like the averages or whatever and like all those statistics that you shared, like the Eagles have played a much tougher schedule. Like they've played tougher teams.
Yeah. The toughest game is probably the Lions game in week one.
Yeah, by the way, and we have more wins than Green Bay. Like that might skew things, the fact that we play the Rams, we play the Bucks, the Broncos, really good defense, you know, like that makes it tough. The Packers are beating up on teams like the Bengals, the Commanders, by the way, and losing to teams like the Browns and the Panthers.
And when I'm just looking at the schedule and their schedule was more favorable towards the beginning than I would say ours was. We got off to a slow start, no question about it. Not taking anything away from the Green Bay Packers because they are a professional team and they play professional teams. But when you look at the lineup that they had, it's not exactly a murderer's row. You talk about the Commanders, the Commodores in the second game of the season, the Browns, the Cowboys, the Bengals, the Cardinals, and then the Steelers.
Yeah, so, we face tougher schedules.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where, you know, I'm not going to sit over here and poo-poo them because of who they played, but they were in better position to be the stats to be more friendly for them than they were for us, because we did get off to a slow start, and we are starting to trend in the right direction.
Guys, I agree with that. I'm just saying, we're basing a lot of this on I think the bye came at the perfect time for us.
Yes.
We feel better because
we
got to break off our best game, right? If the bye had come after a loss, we would have been sitting on a loss for 2 weeks, talking about all our warts. The Eagles haven't had consistent excellence this year. They've had bursts of it. They've had a good moment. They've had a good. Again, they haven't beaten a good team since the end of September. It's not their fault. That's the schedule. I get why they're underdogs. I don't think this is disrespectful. You may disagree. You may agree. I don't think it's disrespectful. They're underdogs on the road in Green Bay. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Is it disrespectful? The Eagles are underdogs Monday night in Green Bay against the Packers. Derek is up in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Yo, you be exaggerating, bro.
What do you mean?
You wasn't listen. You like the Eagles haven't beat a good team since September,
they
right?
They haven't.
Okay, what's today?
No, it's November 7th.
It's the beginning of November. They had a bye week, right? So they haven't played, right? So it's not like they haven't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, they played four games. So they played four games in October, didn't they?
Okay.
All right.
But you're acting like it's been like a whole season since they beat a good team in your eyes. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
no. In anyone's eyes. Are the Giants or Vikings good teams? They're not good teams.
Okay, so you think that the Packers are favored because of all these numbers that you rallied off, right?
Yeah, but why else would they be favored?
Okay, so listen. Every year, the team that has the number one offense and the number one defense, they don't always win the Super Bowl either, do they?
Of course not. Right? No.
Okay, so listen. Just like with the Packers, right? They're at home, and they're coming off a stupid loss to the Panthers, right?
Right.
So I'm not surprised that they're favored. I don't think it's disrespectful that they're favored. Like, it's a Monday night game in Lambeau, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Packers suck, right?
No, they're good.
It's like we're a good team, too.
Right.
So it's not like they're like, what? You said they're plus two or whatever? Who cares?
Two and a half.
They're going to beat us or
right.
nothing like that.
So you and I agree then. You and I agree. The Eagles could win the game, but I don't think it's disrespectful. They're underdogs. Like, it's not, like, it makes sense to me.
Last weekend, right, I did a college football parlay. I picked every team, right, that was favored by more than 10 points, and I didn't win a dime. So all those, they're favored by 2 points and this and that. That stuff don't mean nothing. You got to show up and play. Third down conversions and this, that, you reeling off. You got to show up and play because they were probably 20 times better than the Panthers last Sunday, and the Panthers ran right down on them. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, the Eagles can clearly go win this game. People are annoyed that they're underdogs. Like I'm not.
I know you're not.
But some people are, Derek, man. A good phone call. The Eagles haven't been as impressive game to game as the Packers have been this year. That's why the Packers are favored in the game. Now, I think it's a very fair point to bring up the Eagles' schedule early that kind of built up some of these numbers, right? Mm-hmm. The first half of the Eagles' schedule of the eight games so far were against tougher teams. I mean, you guys are right on that. There's no question. But, like, at some point, it's got to even out here. Like, the Eagles just got a month where they didn't play great teams. Do we think the Broncos are great? I don't know. That's the game we lost in the last month. One of the two games, and I know they're 8-2.
Broncos played, like, last night, I know that they played against the Raiders.
My goodness.
Well, boy, they play some stout defense.
No, their defense is for real.
They play some stout defense.
But that offense?
What's the Benito?
Nick Benito. He could play.
That guy right there, he could play.
But their offense is like, it hurts your eyes sometimes.
Well, Nick's isn't bad, though.
Kind of playing bad right now.
I mean, he's not great, but the thing that I liked about Bo Nix last night, he threw some picks, but.
Two of them.
He moved around a lot, and he put a lot of stress on that Raiders defense.
No, I mean, look, he's not terrible. He has some ability, but they're a defensive team right now. I'm just saying that's the best team we've seen since the first four games, right? We played them in our fifth game, and then after that was Giants, Vikings, Giants. That's what we've had, and then the bye. I get it. Like, when I saw the line, it didn't surprise. I thought the Packers would be favored. Do you think this is disrespectful? 215-592-9494. Tony is in Willow Grove on a football Friday. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. How's everything going with you guys in over there?
Good, Tony. What's up?
Listen, man, I got to agree with my man. First of all, you know, we're the Super Bowl champions. Everybody seems to be forgetting that. And we also know that it's the team's turnover from year to year. But that being said, we played the tougher schedule. You know, we beat the tougher opponents than they did. And it's like, I also agree with the fact that I really truly believe if it wasn't for the Michael Parsons trade, Green Bay wouldn't be getting all this attention as far as being a contender and all this little crap as far as they went last year.
I agree with you. I think it gave them a boost in terms of, like, the way people view them. I think you're right on that.
And I think, you know, Jordan Love is not a bad quarterback, but he's not better than Jalen Hurts. He's not. And I don't get that part, that narrative either. Everybody's always trying to make him seem better than Jalen. I don't see it. Jalen's more efficient. He's more smarter. And it just seems like he's not afraid to take the big do whatever he has to do to win the game. Where Jordan Love turtles up, you know. I'm not impressed with nothing other than Michael Parsons and a pretty good defense. They don't scare me.
And now they're without their top tight end too, Tony, who's been their best guy that loves throwing the ball to life. Tony, I see Love similar to you. He's good, and he has moments where he looks excellent. Like, he has games where he looks excellent, but he will make some dumb decisions. I mean, he throws the ball to the other team sometimes. You're like, what is he doing?
what I don't understand is how do he get more respect than Jalen? And he hasn't accomplished anything. He hasn't even beaten Jalen, but he gets more notoriety than Jalen. He's, you know, rated higher and all that crap. Yeah. I don't understand that. I really don't.
Yeah, Tony, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I don't know if he does.
I don't think so either. I don't think Jordan Love is considered a better quarterback than Jalen at any metric. I think that Green Bay has benefited tremendously. You went from one Hall of Fame quarterback to another, and he was probably getting a lot of air because of the way that he came into the game. You know, the same thing with Brett Favre. Remember when Brett Favre didn't want to give Aaron Rodgers no breathing room? Mm-hmm. Aaron kind of did the same thing with Jordan Love. They had to move on.
It's very similar what happened.
Yeah. And Jordan Love came out, and I think initially he had that hype, but he hasn't progressed in that way where I feel like he's better than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, look,
I don't think that's the case.
If I had to win one game tomorrow, I would take Hurts to go win the game
all day.
Now that being said, I don't think Love is bad. I mean,
but he's not the guy that you know when you talk about how accomplished Jalen is comparatively. No, I'm not taking Jordan Love.
Yeah, do quarterback rankings. Like off the top of my head, Love fits somewhere to me here between 8-13, 8-12. Like he's good.
Like, yeah.
He's good. I mean, he's a good quarterback. But I think again, if I had one game, everything on the line, I'm going to take Jalen. Jalen, you said it. Jalen's more accomplished. He also makes less mistakes. Jordan Love probably has a better arm. I mean, he could throw a deep shot.
Yeah, but Jalen's not going to put the ball in harm's way.
Well, I mean, look, this season, in some numbers, Jordan is better. Jordan has a slightly higher completion percentage, yards per attempt, yards per game. But in terms of interceptions, Jalen only has one. Jordan Love has three this year. Passer rating, it's Jalen. I mean, we can go back and forth on those two. They're both, obviously, accomplished quarterbacks in the same draft class. But my thing is, though, just as a team this year, the Eagles haven't had a... To me, there's not enough evidence over the course of just this season that the Eagles have dominated. That they had one week where it looked great, and we've sat in the bye for 2 weeks, and we've talked about it, and we felt better about it, and they did get some help here with Jalen Phillips, and we'll see what Alexander brings, we'll see what Carter brings. So they've also improved their football team, but I don't think this is disrespectful. I just think, all right, the Packers are at home. The Packers have been, statistically, the more impressive football team this year. And I get why they're the favorites in the game. I know some people don't like it. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Is it disrespectful that the Eagles are underdogs in this football game on Monday night? I don't think it is. I think this is the line is what it probably should be entering the game. Doesn't mean the Eagles can't win. They probably will. But I get the line. 215-592-9494. Is it disrespectful that the Eagles are dogs in this football game? All right, calls on that. Plus, you'll hear from Jalen Phillips and Jair Alexander. They spoke yesterday in the locker room as Philadelphia Eagles. And we're going to give you a chance to win. This could be a fun one today. A chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. We're heading. I think.
Heels close.
I think we'll just
put the fries in the bag.
Yeah, we'll put the fries in the bag. We'll kind of restart Hughes Clues next week. I think everyone needed a few days just to calm down. All right, 4-pack of tickets. We'll tell you how we're giving away. We're going to the game Wednesday, December 3rd, to the Flyers game. Midday show to the game. We'd love you to come with us. We'll tell you how you can win Flyers tickets on the other side. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.